Saturday afternoon of boys high school basketball from the Perry Reese Junior Community Center. It was a battle between the Highland Hawks, the 8th-ranked team in Division IV, and Lindsay School out of Wheeling, West Virginia, the 3rd-ranked team in the state of West Virginia, and the game did not disappoint. It was a dandy. Highland gets the win by 2 points in overtime, 55-53. Lindsay led 12-9 after one and a 28-19 lead over Highland at halftime, and Lindsay School led 38-31 through three. However, Highland came back in the fourth as they would outscore Lindsay School 14-7 in the fourth, and the game would tie up at 45 at the end of regulation. Then in the fourth quarter, Highland would knock down some key free throws down the stretch. They led 55-53 in the closing seconds. A couple of tip-backs, including the tip-back by 6'7" junior in Ruben Salazar, would not be in, and time would expire at the end of the game as well, and Highland got the win in overtime, 55-53 over Lindsay School. For Highland, they would finish up with four players in double figures. Leading the way for them was Sammy Detweather, as he had 16 points, while Nick Wigdon had 15 points to go along with five rebounds. Alex Miller had 11 points in five boards, and Sam Wingard would chip in also, Wingard with 11 points for the game. For Lindsay, leading the way for them was Ruben Salazar, who had 12 points in seven boards, while Jackson Murray as well as Adam Gill each had 12 points for the game. The R.A. Goodwin had 5 points in nine rebounds. With the win, Highland improves the record now to 13-4. They won three games in a row. Lindsay will get their first loss of the year. They drop to 14-1. Again, the final score in boys high school basketball from the Reese Center. Highland wins it in overtime, 55-53 over Lindsay School. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Matt Roy.